Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watched VFW. VFW is a 2019 American horror film directed by Joe Bagos, starring Stephen Lang. It follows a group of elderly war veterans who put their lives on the line to defend a young woman taking shelter in their local VFW post, who's running from a deranged drug dealer and his relentless army of drug-addled punks.
What a cooker.
Cracker. Bloody loved it.
What an absolute cooker.
Did not do it for me at all.
Really?
Yeah, I saw your 2-star review, Damo, and I was like, oh, my boy.
Yeah. Look, part of it could have been that I wasn't in the... You know what? I'm going to stop myself because... I'm a big fan of positivity, so I want you boys to lay your case first. I'll shut up and sit in the background.
Okay.
I want to hear what you liked about it, and then I'll tell you what I didn't like.
Can I guess what Sean liked about it?
Go for it, mate.
Just a bunch of old cunts fighting people.
Oh, that's my favourite part of it. I just love the fact that his old useless, spent fellas just have one more reason to live, and it's great. I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
Mm.
It's really good. I thought it was going to be something else, but I kind of liked that it didn't sort of glorify war. They're all kind of broken from having fought in the war. They don't really like the fact that they had to fight in the war. And they're friends, but they're not necessarily friends. They've all gone in different ways, but they still come back and kind of bond over this.
Mm.
And I just loved the, like, what if all the villains from a Mad Max movie lived next door?
Yeah, they don't really like go into any depth with the villains at all. But that's okay.
Oh, they've got some great names.
Yeah, though. What are their names? I can't even remember. They've just fucking cooked.
Oh, there's like Big Bone and Cut Face and Hatchet Boy.
Yeah, it's just like one of those...
Johnny Death.
It's a part of the world where the police just don't look. Like, the lights are off.
Oh, they almost just don't exist, yeah. Right? Like, it's just, there's like this obvious drug den taking place where people are literally just dying.
Yeah.
And no one seems to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Boys, I found some of the nicknames.
Okay.
They are Gutter, Roadie, and the Tank.
Oh, yeah. Before. Is the tank the big boy? He would be.
Tank was the big boy. I also loved, it also featured Lizard, which was the main girl.
The girl, yeah.
Who is, I didn't realize until after, that's Sierra McCormick, who was in The Vast of Night.
Oh.
I did not recognize her at all.
No.
That's fantastic.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I did like. So I liked Stephen Lang.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of them, not so much.
What about Fred Williamson?
Oh.
When he's doing lines to get himself pumped up for battle.
Yeah. Part of the problem is, so there was some... problems on set with Fred Williamson where apparently he'd been harassing some women.
Oh, no.
And, like, they told the higher-ups and they basically said, don't worry about it. But they apparently one of the crew members even said they had a buddy system going with him because they didn't want to be alone.
Oh, no.
Don't like that.
And that was the kind of vibe I got from this movie where it was real, like, the boys, but not in a way that is fun and like you guys obviously had. And, look... if I was in a different mood, I probably would have had a great time. For whatever reason, I wasn't in the right mood to enjoy this movie. But yeah, instead of being like, I don't know, Fast and the Furious or The Expendables, where it's like action, it kind of knows what it is and it's a bit like self-referential and self-deprecating, and it's like, yeah, we're going to throw out some dumb one-liners and you're going to fucking love them and we love them too. And everyone's having a great time. Where for this, they'll throw out the one-liners or doing blokey shit. And I kind of was just rolling my eyes. Like I wasn't buying into it. And I think that, like, it felt too blokey. Like even like when like, yeah, they're a bit broken and shit, but they're also like, hey, let's fucking drink a lot. And oh, let's talk about strippers. And like, even, like, especially when they're talking about the stripper who.
I forgot about that. That the main impetus is that they want to take old mate to the strip club and he doesn't want to go.
Yeah. And they want to see a stripper whose mum they had also seen strip back in the day. Like that felt really gross to me. Like just, but they're also like the boys, like who cares? Oh, and what's the first thing he said when he woke up? Oh, do you like a bit of American Minge or whatever? Like, I don't get why. Like, it felt like every page the writer had dragged his balls across the script just to make it extra blokey. Like, let's say I'm blokey. Like someone just poured Monster Energy drink on it and was just trying to really jazz it up a bit.
Yeah, no, look, that checks out. It's definitely someone definitely poured Monster Energy drink into this.
That's great. Dave, 3 minutes ago you said you wanted to be positive. this is the most scathing review I've ever heard from you. That Fred Williamson fact is very disappointing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to give you guys the best bit of trivia about him, and that's that his nickname is The Hammer.
Oh, that feels wrong now. Oh,
now he's a big piece of shit. Stephen Lang, like, I mean, all the characters are fucking dogs, though, really. Stephen Lang's the only one who you're like, oh, you seem like you're the okay guy who's trying to just, like, get them all through life.
He's the best character in it because he's, as in terms of, like, morally, he thinks going to they're too old to go to the strippers. It's fucking stupid. Just settle down. Like, he's keeping them all together.
Yeah.
And I think it's his one. He's the one who's like, no, we're going to defend this. Like, we've got to protect this girl. That's our job.
Yeah, and, like, I loved that part of it. Like, when he, like, again, it's that Captain America thing of, like, it doesn't matter if she brought the fight to us. We still have to. We have to do what's right, even if it's going to, you know, cost us our lives. So I really liked his character, and I also really liked, because I fucking believe Stephen Lang could kick some ass and be absolutely badass. Where some of the other blokes, they didn't sell it to me. Like, you could tell that, like, well, no, they're moving like a man of an older age. And
Fred Williamson.
I did love him.
That's what the drugs.
I did love him getting coked up. I almost wish, like, that should have happened earlier. Like, yeah. Great call. So that was a great scene. But yeah, otherwise, like, they're fighting off and we're meant to be like, hoo-ah, and like getting into it. But I'm like, every time Stephen Lang did something, that's how I felt. Anytime one of the others did it, I'm like, I want to buy it, but I'm not there. I'm not believing it. You're moving a little, like the editing or something needed to be tweaked a bit more to make it. Like, I was trying to think, like the Expendables or even, what's the one with Denzel where he's almost like a John Wick character?
Oh, The Equalizer. Oh.
Equalizer. Mm. Like, he's obviously a bit older in that, but he kicks ass and I believe it. I don't know what they're doing differently, whether it's the choreography or what, but I'm just like, whoa, Denzel, you get it, son. Where for this one, the only time I felt that was when Stephen Lang was doing Stephen Lang.
Well, I mean, I think Denzel's in shape and Stephen Lang is pretty buff as well, whereas the other guys are just sort of fat alcoholics.
Yeah.
With the exception of the recently returned soldier who is still fit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the weapon. He's the weapon.
He's
of
great.
The team.
And like, I'm like, if they kill him, I'm gonna be gutted. It would have been a one-star film if they killed him. He had a wife. Like, he's the only one I want to live, which, you know, thankfully he did.
Yeah.
And then also, like, part of me did feel like for the baddies, they were so... I'm really ripping into it here, but, like, yeah, I didn't have a great time. But the baddies were just, like, so on-the-nose Mad Max ripoffs that I'm like, well, what are we meant to do? Like, you're not giving us anything unique. And even, like, were they meant to be, like, kind of zombie-ish when they were on the drug?
I think that's the idea. I think the idea is you take the drug and you can no longer feel pain and you're just off your fucking head.
Okay.
Like, it's whatever the drug is. Someone talks about it at one point.
Yeah.
Someone has, like, a throwaway line about it being just, like, literal poison that just fucks your brain up. So I think the idea is that they become, like, roided up
zombie bitches. See, then I think they should have hit that harder. Yeah. So, like, they did have, like, the scroll at the start that told us, oh, this drug's really going to fuck you up and you go a bit crazy. But then once it kicked off, I didn't actually feel like... I mean, they were, like, not going to stop. They were going to keep trying to kill him and that. But I don't know. I wanted to see a bit more actual, like, them just being, like, absolutely mental, like actual zombies in a way.
Well, this movie's pretty on the nose, so it probably could have done with a scene over in the drug tower where they drug somebody up and then, like, you know, stab him or something.
Yeah.
And you see that there is no pain or whatever.
Yes.
It just needed something like that.
Like, almost, like, to the point where you're, like, maybe pain becomes pleasurable for them. And so, like, the more they get hurt, the more they love it. Like, if you're going to go for it, go all the way. And I feel like...
Oh, imagine if that's the movie. You take drugs and then they just start beating themselves in the on the hands with hammers and, like, coming.
Yeah.
Just gets horny as...
The old boys are bashing them. They're like, oh, keep at it, Stephen Lang. That's awesome.
Choke me.
So, yeah. So that was my takeaway. Like I said, I also knew I wasn't... For whatever reason, I popped it on, and as soon as it started, I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm in the mood for this. Yeah. And then as it went on, you know, sometimes you're like, either you just go all in, and again, it's that thing of if we're watching this together, no doubt I would have given it a higher rating, because you, boy, your love of it would have leaked onto me, would have sprayed all over me like the druggies come, and I would have had a great time. But I did it, and then so I just kind of like, at the end, I'm like, oh, what is this rating? I'm like, no, I think I need to be honest. It was a 2-star film for me.
Fair enough.
You know, that checks out. Like, again, it's a very quick film. There's like, it gets into it, it gets started. It's very simple. But yeah, it is very over the top. I think it's a little bit more self-aware than I think you're criticizing it for, Damon. That's not saying that you're not right. But from my watching, I was like, oh no, these guys kind of know that it's a bit dumb. Yeah, look, I wish Stephen Lang killed Fred Williamson in the movie now, just somehow, like in real life, because that's a bad fact. That's not a good
and there's like the more
piece of information to know.
But yeah, the more I read into it, like even the studio that they're associated with, like there's some other major studio that basically they had like a massive Me Too thing within their studio because they were just all dogs. They were just like, ugh. So yeah, and then so I already was sort of had a bad taste about it, and then I was reading up about afterwards. I'm like, oh, this only gets a little bit worse.
Well, it's interesting because the director's next, like, other most recent film that I think came out shortly after that is called Bliss. And it's got a Gutter in it.
Yeah.
So the girl member of the gang who gets her head split open, I think. She gets the machete to the head. Anyway, basically it's about what happens if this chick goes to a party and goes clubbing and then maybe accidentally becomes a vampire. Was it the director or the studio that you saw this?
No,
stuff?
Well, look, I'm making it sound worse than it is. It wasn't even necessarily this director. It wasn't this director at all. I should say that he wasn't him, Joe Bezos, whatever his name is. It was this background thing. So it's like one almost like a parent company.
Yep.
In so I don't know the actual specifics of it. But yeah, it trickled down that they were associated with this film in some capacity, and then obviously with the on-set shit that, it was just sort of, it's a bit of bad news.
It's no good. It's no good. But the premise is really strong, and everyone else is great. Just Fred. You can fuck off, Fred.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the best action sequence in the whole film, which is William Sadler tanking up and driving that... Chekhov's ATV.
They oh so subtly, like they literally had him walk out, look at it, and be like, everyone see that? We're going to use that later. And back to the movie.
But that scene, where William Sadler's character, who's been a bit of a dickhead at this point, does a big damn hero moment by driving the truck into the zombies.
He was okay, wasn't he? I think the car salesman guy was the biggest, other than Fred Williams, was the biggest dirtbag.
Well, because he's the one who wants to sell Lizard, and then he gets his just desserts when he goes over to try to negotiate and gets killed.
Very dumb.
Very dumb, yeah.
He's an idiot. Yeah. Because the whole time he's trying to wimp out and leave, and it's William Sadler's character who's telling him, nah, fucking lift, mate. Like, and like, you know, they're tooling up together and he's trying to leave and Sadler's like, no, we're in this together. You know, this is what we do.
The
boss has told us what to do.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I did like that. And William Sadler's character, I really liked. I haven't seen William Sadler for a while. So when I first saw him, I'm like, oh, William, life has not been good to you, mate.
In his defense, like his heyday was probably the 90s. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, sure.
But in his defense, he's also looked that way for about 20 years.
I did really like his character, and like that's, I suppose I almost just wanted more of that, where I actually got a bit more from the characters. So, like, yeah, him being, like, a bit of the shit kicker and the one always talking crap. But then when push came to shove, he was there. He was willing to do the right thing. That's good stuff. Yeah. That's gold.
I didn't hate that old Willie Nelson motherfucker.
Yeah.
Sort of character.
Who lost an arm.
He was just laying on the bench. At one point, he's like laying down bleeding out and they give him a shotgun. And I'm thinking, if he pulls the trigger on that, he's going to blow back off the bench and just disintegrate on the wall.
The little weird stuff. Yeah, that's right. They prop him up on the bar because he's lost an arm and he's basically fucked. But he can still use a shotgun and he's also high as fuck.
Yeah.
That's just fucked.
Yeah. He had a few good one-liners as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, where were we scared?
Nah, I was surprised that this comes up as a horror film, really.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's probably just the whole drug zombie-fueled horde.
I think it's the gore factor, right? If the gore's up through the roof.
The gore.
Yeah, I mean, people were blood balloons in this movie. Like, they popped.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, someone falls off, like, a building in the first, like, 10 minutes and their head explodes.
Yeah. Which, I'm like, does the drug do that? For some reason, that was like, I'm like, that's just so over the top. I'm like, is there a reason?
Yeah. But yeah, no, not scared. Don't really think there were any real jump scares.
I never doubted they were going to survive in one capacity or another.
Yeah, 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 it agreed. Yeah. So yeah, you weren't even really so much scared for your characters. Like I said, I definitely wanted the young guy to live because I'm like, he's just come back from army. He's got a wife and now he's facing this shit.
Yeah. I wanted Stephen Lang to live as well because it was his birthday.
Yeah, and look, it was good that he did because they could have killed him in an act of heroism, but I guess they probably also want to leave the door open for potential sequels.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, because so who at the end of the body count, there's only three of them left.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Stephen Lang, new recruit, and Lizard.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The rest are all gone, including old mate who absolutely cops it before the movie even gets going when they're just going to go to the hospital. And he goes out to get his car and he just gets his head shot off.
Yeah, Norm from Cheers. Yeah.
Oh, Norm, you poor bastard.
All right. Well, then, did they act wisely or foolishly, do we think?
Car salesman, very foolish, very dumb.
Yeah.
Stay inside, you moron. I guess the rest of them are kind of all right. They're trying to barricade the place.
Yeah, I that's where I don't have any issue. Like, obviously, I said I didn't really believe a few of the old boys kicking ass, but they did kick ass. So, like, you can't really fault them for being badass.
And they're inventive, too. Like, they use what's around them. It's not like,
that was fun.
They're really
that was
strong fun. With a sword. It's just, no, they know the venue. Mm. It's a bottleneck. Again, they're using their knowledge. So they fought in a war, so they're using the tactics that they would have used back then.
Mm.
So it's not a huge logical leap for me to be like, no, these guys can defend this space.
Yeah.
They're a unit. They're close. They understand when push comes to shove. The only annoying one is Fred being super reluctant to get involved for the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
He's just like, no, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. It's like, you're under, like, people are dying around you. Yeah, and you're like, no, I'm not, I don't want to. I'm retired.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, then leave.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Give someone else your cool machete off the top of the bar.
Yeah. I thought they were going to do something cooler with the machete.
Yeah.
The fact they just kept sort of like looking at it the whole movie as if it was like this fucking superpower that he has or something. And then he's just kind of like, just a drugged up old sex pest with a machete.
Yeah.
Very disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed in Fred. That's...
Yeah, sorry.
I'm rattled by that. No, he's a big piece of shit. No, I had to know. It's good to know. Yeah. Fucking hate him.
Why is he called the Hammer, though?
Oh, who cares?
No, fair enough.
All right, then. Well, let's jump into how would we do in this scenario. So, like, again, we're going to have to stretch our imagination here to believe that we're brave enough to go to war in the first place. But I mean, I guess we could get drafted. So there's that.
I've got bone spurs. I can't. Oh.
I'm a vocal objector.
Maybe we're all collectively lizard then, that we actually just run.
Well, I was just about to say, are we then, yeah, is it better for us to be like, are we lizard? So if we, because in that case, we're fine.
All right, hold on. I want to stop us for a second. So I want to figure out what our nicknames are. Carney, I think, is now Bone Spurs?
Bone Spurs.
So you're Bone Spurs. That's your nickname. Top, what do you got?
I don't know.
He's the pacifist.
The pacifist. Big Sook McGillicuddy. You know, that's me.
I'm going to go with Jelly Jingles because I want to have like the least tough name possible.
Just like Gutter, Roadie. Jelly Jingles, get out there. Or is it okay? Actually, let's spin this. So what if we are just, you know, so the VFW is obviously the RSL and you can get a meal there in Australia.
Yep,
so what if we aren't even involved? So we're not Lizard and we're not the veterans.
Yeah.
We've just gone to our local RSL for a Palmer and a pot. We've signed the guest book at the front.
Yep. It's Palmer night.
Palmer night. We're here to support the vets. And we're just in there, and then Lizard comes in, and everyone's tooling up, and we're like, we're just Palmer boys.
We're halfway through three beautiful Palmers cooked by Stephen Lang.
Yeah. And he's like, boys, if you're in the bar and you're having Palmers, he sends us the ultimatum because he says to them early on,
he's like, did you sign the guest book?
You're in.
So you're in this.
Yeah. You've signed up for a service.
It's a lock-in contract.
Yeah. You didn't read the fine print.
When I was when I turned 18, I actually was an RSL member because the RSL in Traralgon, where I grew up, had this amazing pool room full of all these beautiful pool tables. And you could pay like $5 a year and you got to have unlimited access to these pool tables. Oof. So I was an RSL member, had the card and all, just to play pool. So I feel like if you've got the card, then Stephen Lang's got every right to say, well, mate, you come for the pool, you stay to kill some drug-addled zombies.
Yeah, I think if you've rocked in, Stephen Lang is commissioning you to basically join the fight. So I guess we're in now. He probably delivers an ultimatum, which is what he does for the rest of the boys, that, you know, if you want to leave, there's the door.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to stay and defend this girl, and the issue for us is we would leave.
Yes.
But we haven't finished the Palmers and they're really good. Yeah. So we're like, fuck. Can we finish these and then leave? And he's like, nope, deadline is you either leave the Palmers there and you get in the car and you go home.
Yeah.
And I think I
always knew our love of Palmers would be the thing that got us.
Oh, the chicken parmesan last is, it's trapped us. We basically eat, we're like the drug addicts. We eat a chicken parmesan and we become superhuman. Our blood is now Napoli sauce. Our limbs are as stretchy as cheese.
Yeah, I just scream, Jelly Jingles, and just go charging.
Oh. Well, then I want to be called the Palminator. Just
okay.
Yeah. That's good.
All right, well, I had one thought. I had a thought on how we could do this. So there's one point where they, like, throw some of the drugs into the air and all the druggies go a bit wild. And the leader of the gang and his offsider are like, Chom was having to fight their own guys because they're just, whoa, we're on drugs.
Yep.
Could you not just do that from the start? One, get rid of the drugs, and two, just like pump them with their own shit so they just go fully mental and start attacking each other.
That could work, but also getting rid of the shit is the only thing keeping the team alive at that point.
Right, because otherwise they'll just literally tear the place down. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm shocked that the leader of the drug gang doesn't just burn the place down.
Yeah.
My only thought is that he's afraid that he'll burn his drugs as well.
Yes.
And he's set up a big deal, hasn't he?
If I was him, I would just light the bar on fire and smoke us out, and then we run outside rather than burn to death.
Yeah, you could send one of your drug zombies in. They would dive into fire to get the drugs out. They wouldn't give a fuck.
Actually, maybe you light the fire and throw the drugs in and then escape in the in Chekhov's tank.
Yeah. All right, so what are the Palmer boys doing? I think our main role in this is to aid Stephen Lang and co. in fighting off the baddies.
Yeah, I think we stick to Stephen Lang like glue.
Yeah.
I'm not hitching my wagon to any of those other old fuckers. Maybe young boy, but otherwise.
Yeah. He's walking around with the three of us holding onto his ankles like, guys, you've got to let go.
Can we make an executive decision pretty early on to help the team?
Yep.
and to help morale, and we kill Fred Williamson. With his own machete.
With his own machete.
He's not on board, and he's being a real piss baby about it all. So we just take the machete off the wall, and I use it to eat my chicken parma. And then he comes over and he's like, that's my machete. And I'm like, you weren't using it, and cut his throat.
Yeah, I reckon that's what happens, because Stephen Lang's pretty charged up. He wants everyone to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Fred Williamson starts sooking it up, and then Lang just shoots us a cheeky wink, and then that's all we need.
Yeah.
We take matters into our own hands.
The Parmanators are up.
Parmanator jumps on the bar, takes the machete.
Yeah.
Oh, Parma power.
Okay, and how do you think you'd do in the home alone of it all, in using what's around? I think that's where we might do all right, to be honest.
That's our strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Defense.
We've watched Home Alone a lot, surely.
Yeah.
Setting traps. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Love it.
There's a lot of good trap usage too. And we wouldn't be, because we're only been enlisted because we signed the guest book, we don't have the false idea that we'd be great in a fight. So we're not going to be like, yeah, let's just go out there and fight. We're like, no. Traps.
Mm.
We've got to funnel them in. Kill box them, you know?
Yeah.
That's a term that I think exists. Yep.
Yeah.
I never got the vibe that the zombies surrounded the building.
Yeah.
Well, they do in the end. He sends them to both entrances.
Okay.
So pretty early on, we've just got to get the fuck out of it.
Well, they try, and then Norm from Cheers dies.
Mm. Well, because we're younger and we're not veteran sex pests, do we listen to Lizard straight away? We go, all right, Lizard, what's going on? And she tells us, and we go, fuck, all right, we got to get in the car and get the hell out of here.
Lizard, you've really got yourself into a bit of a mess here.
Yeah.
See ya. We're off.
Do we also, because here's another idea. So we got Lizard, well, who's he selling to? Because that's the whole thing, right? The leader's really stressed because he's actually promised the product to somebody else.
That's true.
We find out who that is, and we ring him up, and we're like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, King Drug. just letting you know.
Bidding war.
We've got your drugs. Old mate's fucked it. He gave them to us.
Oh,
he'll say that we stole them, but we didn't. He gave them to us and actually said your name and called you a little bitch, so you should go and kill him, and then we'll leave the drugs in the car park for you.
Tom. Genius. We just have to call them up and say, we have your drug order, sir. You can have it for free. No money changes hands. All we need to do is you need to come and get it from us and kill the guys who are trying to kill us. That's it.
That's
and because he's trying to rip you off, because he's prepared. He wants you to give him millions of dollars for it. We're happy to give you this for free, free of charge.
The drugs are our currency to buy bodyguards.
That's good.
Yep.
Great.
Done.
Do the phone lines get cut at some point? What happens?
Yeah, they cut the power on the phone.
How come none of these old fucks have mobile phones? That's where we come in. We'll have our phones charged up.
Yeah.
My battery might be low, but Damo's got a portable charger. We're fine.
We're good to go.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, yeah.
We're actually...
Yeah, we're mostly good, because we don't have to fight in any capacity.
We're the Uber Eats of drugs. That's what we are.
We call the cops. The cops are corrupt, so they go, no, we're not coming.
Yeah.
And then we call them back and go, you can have the drugs for free. And they go, we'll be there in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even, we don't even try to get them to come and help. They're like, no, we're not coming out there. We're like, yeah, you are, because we've got a heap of shit.
Yeah.
And we know you're
dodgy. Just call the cops and say, drugs.
Yeah.
And they do a fucking location search and they're there.
Yeah, they come. They take care of it. We finish our palmers, play a game of pool.
Yeah.
It's a good night.
These old guys, so none of them have a phone.
I mean, I guess. Surely car salesmen would have had
a phone. No, they actually, there's a beat early on where they highlight that the reception at the bar is dog shit.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, they must
have. So what if you go outside into the car park and make a quick phone call?
Yeah, no, I think that's what they try to do, and that's when old mate gets his head blown off.
So it's just a reception hellhole.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Whenever we've called the landline.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even fuck around. We go straight away, nah. Game on. Mm. Stephen Lang's like, oh, we got to get some traps. And we're like, Stephen, you've made us these beautiful palmers. we've signed your guest list. Allow us to help.
Yeah.
Some new dogs with some new tricks.
Yeah. You fought enough battles, old boy. We'll take it from here.
So in this case, we're not even making the old boys fight. Literally no one's really...
Nah. The only deal is that the cops also have to arrest Fred Williams.
We frame him
as the guy who stole the drugs. And when he's getting arrested, be like, it's not hammer time anymore, bitch.
Oh.
That's my best dumb action line that would fit in that movie, I think. And it'd be motherfucker, right? It's not fucking hammer time anymore, you motherfucking sex pest.
Wear the hammer, motherfucker. And then we throw drugs in his face.
I mean, you could definitely throw a Parmanator line out there somehow. There's got to be something.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
It's a huge name.
That's great. And that is all the scaredy talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been the Palminator.
And if you scaredy listeners have any comments, would like to say hi, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at scaredyboys or individually. I'm at Midday Pajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
Stay scared, everyone. Challenge and goals!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.